You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on Sunday, January the 29th. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at a 7-race card at Leopardstown this afternoon, where we've got plenty of informative races regarding the Cheltenham Festival in a couple of months' time. Of course, we've got the Grade 2, the 2 o'clock, which brings together a star-studded field, all of which have got aspirations to be graded horses towards the back end of the season. And then we've got the two Grade 1s, the Archon Novices Chase. Four runners go to post, but all four will be entered up at the festival in a few weeks' time. And then we've got the Irish Champion Hurdle. Unfortunately, without Faheen, but Petit Michoir is all the rage there and likely to put his credentials for the Champion Hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival very much firmly on the line. Plenty of other good races either side of that, handicaps and, of course, maidens like. So we should have a good informative day at the Dublin venue. We begin with the 130, which is a maiden hurdle over 2 miles. All eyes are going to be on Melon here, who has been very much on the shortlist for the Supreme Novices Hurdle right from the start of the season, suggesting that this horse could easily be Willie Mullins' big white hope to tread in the footsteps of Duvan et al. And Min, of course, last year, having obviously come from the French provinces and having a big reputation attached to it. But whether this horse can live up to those lofty aspirations is obviously up to question. He's just been a little bit late in the day. Normally, you'd find that if Willie's got a real Grade 1 horse, he ends up running it in the Moscow Flyer. But of course, this horse didn't make that particular gig. So questions very much asked of this horse. Is he going to be as good as one or two of his previous stable companions? He could easily win this race, as the market suggests, but I'm going to look for a little bit of each way value or a bet without the favourite, and look no further than the bottom one here, Prince Charming from the Tony Martin stable. Now, this horse was a useful horse on the level, used to be trained, of course, by John Ox, and in the first time, Tong Tai ran really well here over the Christmas period when finishing fourth behind one of Willie Mullins's called Mary Divi. Now, I do think that filly from the Willie Mullins team is a very, very smart juvenile in the making. In fact, I think she could be very much one to consider for the spring juvenile hurdle at Leopardstown a couple of weeks' time, that Grade 1. Back in second with Houses of Parliament, Landsman from the same stable was third. It was a really good race run at a sound tempo. And although he couldn't live with the winner and the first three in the latter stages, I thought he did more than enough to suggest that he can be competitive in a fairly modest maiden hurdle. So Prince Charming around about 5-1 this morning is the HY choice there in race number one.
Race two.
On to race two then, which looks a mouth-watering contest, a Grade 2 over 2.5 miles, where Let's Dance is likely to be all the rage here. She comes here off the back of two smooth victories in listed and Grade 3 company alike. Obviously, she's been against her own sex this season in small fields, so this is very much going to be more of a test of her mettle here today. But don't forget, she was runner-up in Grade 1s last year behind Apple's Jade, of course, fourth in the Triumph Hurdle, so it's not as if she hasn't been in deep in her career. Be interesting to see which race, of course, depending on how she gets on today, she ends up running in at the Cheltenham Festival, because she's probably been entered up in virtually every race available to her. She's a very smart filly, and she's going to take all the beating today. Her time figures are very good. But I do like the claims here of Joey Sasser from an each-way perspective. This horse is very much on the improve. A couple of place runs behind Brelade and CLS Emery. We're rewarded with a victory here over the Christmas period when he comfortably beat a decent field, which included subsequent winner Barra on that particular occasion. I do like the way this horse travelled and quickened up in the latter stages. He's probably not as flashy or as sexy as one or two of his rivals in the field, but he is tough and genuine, and that counts for a lot in this game. So Joey Sasser, available back around about the 6-1, 13-2 mark this morning, is the each way choice in race number two.
Race number three.
Yeah. On to race number three then, which is the big chase race of the day. Four runners go to post for the Arkle Novices Chase. It's a grade one affair. And all four, of course, could be given chances of sorts. Identity Thief is on a bit of a recovery mission after being pulled up last time out against the very smart Min here over the course and distance over the Christmas period. Unfortunately, he got struck into on that occasion and we never got a chance to see what he could do. Prior to that, he was really impressive in Punchestown a couple of times. And the form of his previous win has worked out really well with the likes of Baldark and Attribution flying the flag for that particular race later on in the season. But he won't get this all his own way because Willie Mullins has obviously got something to say about it, and even Stabber Companion, Some Plan, has been knocking out some very good times under the radar, have definitely got a chance of lowering his colours. And of the two, I do think Royal Caviar, at the outside of four in the morning betting, is very much the value and the one to consider here. He was a good novice last season, as we saw. You know, he beat the likes of Haymounds at Thurles on one occasion, and he finished run-up behind Sutton Place, and we know how good he is. We saw Sutton Place win yesterday. So he made the smooth transition to fencing when beating the useful Capel's Queen down in Thurles, but it was the way he powered through that race and his jumping which stood out from the crowd. Now, in this small field, I presume that Ruby Walsh will get to the front and try and make use of his exuberance and his good jumping, and if he does so, then he could put this field under pressure. So around about 5-6-1 this morning, I do think Raw Caviar is the value bet in race three.
Race four.
On to the fourth race then, which is a handicap chase over 2 mile 1. And in a similar race to this at the last meeting, Powers Bomb looked as though he was going to claim what would have been his best career performance so far to date. When he come down to the last, a couple of lengths clear of what turned out to be a decent and stellar field, only to overjump and fall at the final obstacle. I definitely think he got the race in safekeeping. And that certainly suggests to me that he's very much on the upgrade. Now, you look at the horses that were in and around him that day, the likes of Baldart, Decius, and Jerry Donner. You know, that was a really good race. Obviously, Baldark has franked the form of the win subsequently. And because this horse has only gone up £5 in the ratings because of that unfortunate incident, I don't think he's got every chance of taking this. He's obviously been transformed since he's gone over fences and the hood has been put on him. He was a good winner the time before at Clonmel. And in a race which doesn't look all that strong, I suggest Powers Bomb could make amends for that fall here last time out.
Race 5.
On to the 3:30 then, which is the big hurdle race of the day. Unfortunately, Faheen doesn't make the gig, but we've been left with a nice quartet who, of course, clashed here over the Christmas period. On that occasion, Petit Mouchoir came out by far and away the dominant force in that particular grade one, and I expect him to frank the form with the likes of Nichols Canyon, Ivanis Gorbachev and Footpad yet again. He made the run in the hands of Brian Kirby that day, and once he was kicked in the belly after the second last, he absolutely tore apart his field with a devastating turn of foot. He's obviously improved quite significantly throughout his career and indeed this season, and with a little bit of cutting the ground here this afternoon, I do think Petit Mouchoir will very much put his champion hurdle credentials on the line, and he's going to get cut, I would imagine, for the champion hurdle after what should be a straightforward victory for him here in the big race of the afternoon.
Race number 6.
On to the penultimate contest. Very trappy looking race. Two that stand out here are last year's winner Barely Legal, the top one for the Carl Thornton stable. A little bit in the doldrums since that victory here 12 months ago, but I thought he ran quite well behind Irish Bulletin the last day down in Limerick to suggest that now he returns back to handicap chasing, he could be a potent force once again. The other one to consider, of course, is the course and distance victory of Carlton Catcher here over the Christmas period, when I thought he was really impressive in the latter stages. I do like the way this horse powered on after making a little bit of a mistake at the last, and you'd have to respect any horse that's got course and distance form. So those are my two against the field there, Barely Legal and Carlton Catcher.
And the final race.
On to the final contest, and no great surprise that we see a Willie Mullins trained individual as a favourite in the shape of Debouchet. Now, he finished second on debut behind a horse of Normese called Red Jack down in Naas, and he was nicely clear of La Ruchenburg, of course, He's also in the lineup. Now, there wasn't a great deal to choose between them on that occasion. It's just a matter of which horse handles this better ground the most. And looking at their actions and the way they went through the race, I suggest that Debouchet could well be the one to take advantage of the conditions here this afternoon. He looked a real smooth mover, and it was just the heavy ground at Nace and that stiff uphill finish which dragged him down on that occasion. But it was a decent effort all the same, and considering he wasn't overly fancied on that occasion, it's quite surprising to see William Money's horse, trained horse, go off at 7-1 in a bumper. Suggests there could be a little bit of improvement to come from this individual this afternoon. So Debouchet from the rampant William Mullins stable, hopefully round the card off quite nicely for favourite backers. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast, and hopefully we'll be back again throughout the course of the week, probably at Dundalk on Friday most predominantly. Thanks very much for listening, and it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.